looking down a steep rock to the sea below. He had an idea. Is it possible for someone to climb down here? Perhaps there's a hole in the side of the rock. If you get me a rope, I'll go down there. Blore went towards the house to find a rope. The wind was getting stronger. Armstrong was thinking about MacArthur. How crazy was the old general? Vera felt nervous all morning. She didn't want to be near Emily Brent. She walked slowly to the far end of the island. There, she saw an old man looking out to sea. General MacArthur turned his head.
"Ah, it's you," he said. "This is a good place to wait."
"To wait? What are you waiting for?" asked Vera.
"The end. I think you know that, don't you?" said General MacArthur. "It's true, isn't it? We are all waiting for the end. We aren't going to leave this island. I loved Leslie, my wife. I loved her very much. So, I sent Richmond to his death. It was murder. I didn't think so then, but now... Did Leslie know? I'm not sure. It was impossible to talk to her. And then she died, and I was alone. I shall welcome the end. You will too, believe me."
"I don't know what you mean," cried Vera.
"I know, my child. I know," said General MacArthur quietly.
Blore returned with a rope.
"Where's Lombard?"
he asked Armstrong. "He'll be back soon."
"Listen, Blore, I'm worried. Old MacArthur, how crazy is he?"
Armstrong looked at Blore.
"Oh, no, I don't think that's possible."
"You're probably right. Ah, look, here comes Lombard."
Armstrong and Blore helped him tie the rope. Then they watched him climb down. Blore turned to Armstrong and said,
"Did you bring a gun with you?"
"No, of course not," answered Armstrong.
"So why did Mr. Lombard?" said Blore.
A few minutes later, Lombard climbed back up.
"He's in the house, or nowhere," he said.